Modal verbs.
Hey, Sarah. What are you working on?
Hi, Mark. I'm studying modal verbs for my English class. Do you know what they are?
I've heard of them, but I'm not really sure what they mean.
Modal verbs are auxiliary verbs that express necessity, possibility, permission, ability, and obligation. Some common ones include can, could, may, might, must, shall, will, should, and ought to.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Let's start with can. It expresses ability or possibility. For instance, I can swim. This means I have the ability to swim.
Got it. So if I say, I can speak Spanish, it means I have the ability to speak Spanish?
Exactly. Now, could is the past tense of can, and it can also express a possibility. For example, when I was a child, I could climb trees.
So, that means you used to be able to climb trees when you were younger?
Yes, and it also shows that it was a possibility in the past. Now, let's move on to may. It's used to express permission or possibility. For instance, you may leave the room. This means you have permission to leave.
What about might? How is it different from may?
Good question. Might is often used to express a lower possibility than may. For example, it might rain later. This means there's a chance of rain, but it's not certain.
Okay, so if I say, I might go to the party, it means there's a chance I'll go, but I'm not sure?
Exactly. Now let's talk about must. This modal verb expresses necessity or strong obligation. For example, you must finish your homework before playing video games.
That sounds like a rule. Is there a difference between must and have to?
Yes, there is a subtle difference. Must is often used for personal obligation, while have to is used for external obligations. For example, I must study for my exam indicates a personal decision, whereas I have to go to work suggests an obligation imposed by someone else.
That makes sense. What about shall? I don't hear that one very often.
Shall is used to make suggestions or offers, often in formal contexts. For instance, shall we go for a walk? It's more common in British English.
And will? How does that fit in?
Will is used to express future intentions or promises. For example, I will help you with your project. It shows that you intend to help in the future.
So, if I say, I will call you tomorrow, it means I intend to call you?
Exactly. Now, let's talk about should. This modal verb is used to give advice or recommendations. For instance, you should eat more vegetables. It suggests that eating vegetables is a good idea.
So, if I say, you should try studying earlier in the day, it means that I think studying earlier would be beneficial?
Yes, that's right. Now, ought to is